If you're taking a King County Metro bus for the first time since Friday, you might have noticed some changes. Bus fares are now 25 cents more. Meanwhile, riders with lower incomes can use a new reduced fare card. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has our story.
Lou Anne Apostolopoulos takes the bus a lot. Today she's taking the bus home to Queen Anne Hill after purchasing a gift for her niece. But she doesn't mind the 25-cent bus fare increase that went into effect this weekend.
It's cheaper than driving downtown and finding parking.
Some people don't even notice the cost of bus fare. Cameron Jameson works for a tech firm downtown.
My Orca Pass is company provided, so it's no big deal to me.
But other people find the 25-cent increase more troubling, like Brian Bozeman. He had to come downtown for a physical therapy appointment.
I mean, it's hard to make ends meet with everything increasing. I just got to cut out a whole lot of things. I've already cut out entertainment like movies, dating. My friend let me piggyback on his Wi-Fi.
Many people on low incomes will qualify for a reduced fare bus card called the Orca Lift Card. Bus drivers started accepting the card this weekend as the higher rates went into effect. Down at the Compass Center near Pioneer Square, social worker Pete Kurtz-Glovis has been pushing the Orca Lift Pass to homeless folks. He offers it to them when they come in to pick up their mail. He offers it to them when they come in to open up a bank account.
See you next time, brother. How you doing?
Good, man. We've been talking to our clients about it and letting them know about ways that they can kind of mitigate their costs, and the Orca Lift program's been the main thing since so many of our clients qualify.
But so far, not many visitors to the Compass Center have signed up for the card, even though the organization estimates the program would help over 1,200 of its clients. The number of takers should increase this week as more people find themselves paying the higher fares. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.